The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the June-July issue of Scout Life. And as we look at the front cover, see a beautiful picture here with the caption right in the front, Salmon Run. Raft the Salmon River in the scenic Idaho wilderness. Then on the bottom right, be prepared for your next beach trip. Fiction, stolen treasure, plus comics, jokes, and much, much more. We're going to turn the page, and we're going to see the features, what we look forward to in this issue of Scout Life. We have here at the departments, page 2, Airy on the Prairie. Heads up, page 3, Ask the Gear Guy on page 9. On page 10, Scout Life Headliners. Page 44, Fitness First. Page 44, Religious Emblems. What's up on scoutslife.org, page 45. On page 46, Reader Favorites. On page 47, Think and Grin. The comics we have for this issue. Page 28, Maisies and More. Lion Pride on page 32. Tiger's Adventures, page 33. On page 34, Wolfgang. Also on page 34, The Bear Bunch. Page 35, We'll Be Loyal Scouts. Page 35, Arrowheads. Dink, Duff, and Desi on page 36. Pee Wee Harris on page 37. Wacky Adventures on page 38, on page 40, Scouts in Action, and page 41, more Scouts in Action. And some of the feature articles we can look forward to. On page 12, 100 Miles on the Salmon. Scouts found adventure rafting and kayaking a scenic Idaho river. Page 16, Gear Guy, Fun in the Sun. Here's what to pack if you're headed for the beach. Page 24, Scouting Around, Gadgets Galore. Construct a simple garbage bag holder to improve your campsite. Fish Against the Tide on page 18. Pulling a meal from the sea requires determination and know-how. Page 20, Fiction, Stolen Treasure. Just how far will Chris go to help his family? Page 26, Merit Badge Minute. Geocaching. Scouting Heritage, Composite Materials. And finally, on page 42, Scout Life, How to Make It, Keychain and Handkerchief for Dad. So let's dive right in on page 2, Airy on the Prairie. Scout Answers, Reader Mail. I am about to go on a Philmont Scout Ranch trek with my troop. We are picking our itinerary now. I'm very excited and can't wait. We are planning on going on the trek with the burros and taking care of them. That's from Yes in Eaton, South Texas. That's from Eaton S in Texas. Eaton, my man, you are going to have a blast. And the trick you've chosen calls to mind my predecessor here at the magazine, Pedro, the male burro. He'd be proud to know you're visiting the cousin out in New Mexico on the hallowed trails of Philmont. I also want to call everybody's attention to Eaton's sign-off. Yes, if you're around scouts and scouters enough, you might see this at the end of letters and emails. It stands for Yours in Scouting. Think of it like sincerely, but with a scout Y twist. Here's a joke you could use. How many scouts does it take to change a light bulb? One. But it takes a few days because they only give it a good turn daily. That's from Etoin M. in Boca Raton, Florida. That's a joke I will use, Eaton. In fact, we could use all your jokes, dear readers. Submit your best to us at scoutlife.org/jokes. I love your funny jokes and your cool comics. I especially like Lion Pride. That's from Samuel W. in North Platte, Nebraska. I can say the quiet part aloud if you like, Samuel. You absolutely love Airy on the Prairie, but all the parts of the magazine you mentioned are fantastic, too. But seriously, I bet you're loving Eden's joke above. Ah! My newfound love for bike packing. I've always enjoyed riding my bicycle, but I had never gone farther than a few miles locally. While working on the cycling merit badge, I discovered how much I like riding long distances. The 22-mile trail ride requirement wasn't enough for me. I wanted more. I searched for long-distance bike trails and found several relatively close to my home. At the same time, I learned about bike packing. It combines biking and backpacking, and you spend multiple self-supported days on the bike trail. I set out on my first bike packing trip with my father. We loaded our bikes with essential items and began our Pennsylvania trip on the Delaware and Lehigh Trail. We started in the Pocono Mountains and ended up 156 miles in Bristol, Pennsylvania, 4 days later. We battled rain, cold, and fatigue along the way, but it was one of the best experiences of my life. We were back at it on the Great Allegheny Passage 4 months later. Starting in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we rode 161 miles to Cumberland, Maryland. It took about 4 days. The weather was much better for this ride, and we stopped in towns along the trail and met many friendly hikers and bikers. I owe my newfound hobby to scouting and the cycling merit badge. That's from Roman B. in Lansdale, Pennsylvania. Has anything exciting happened to you lately? If you have had an adventure and are under 18, write about it and send it to Reader's Page, scoutlife.S306, P.O. Box 152079, Irving, Texas, 75015-2079, or via the e-form at scoutlife.org. You will receive this official contributor patch if we print your submission. Collecting. I collect rubber animals. I have about 15 rubber ducks and over 40 other animals. My favorite is a giant Statue of Liberty duck my mom gave me. That's from Caleb K. in Redfield, Iowa. I have been collecting snow globes since I was 4. I have over 150 from different states and countries. I've even made some myself. That's from Jack J. in Windsor, Colorado. I collect World Cup stickers. So far, I have over 600. My favorite one is the Lionel Messi sticker. That's from Ryan P. in Tampa, Florida. I collect vintage things. So far, I have about 15. My favorite item is my full-size gumball machine. That's from Ivan L. in San Jose, California. I have over 100 fire trucks. I look for them everywhere, including online, garage sales, antique stores, and firefighter museums. Eventually, I want to collect fire trucks from other countries. That's from Taha H. in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I collect action figures. My favorite is the Red Hulk because that's my favorite color. That's from Micah P. in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I contributed to Scout Life. Scout Life will send you this official contributor patch if we include your collection. Send a description to Collecting, Scout Life, S306, P.O. Box 152079, Irving, Texas, 75015-2079, or through an e-form at scoutlife.org. Please, no samples. What should be in my first aid kit? Answer, you can buy a prepackaged kit at the Scout shop or build one yourself. Either way, get familiar with what's inside. And what you have inside should include latex-free adhesive bandages in assorted sizes, sterile gauze pads, latex-free adhesive tape moleskin, soap or alcohol-based hand sanitizing gel, scissors, tweezers, disposable latex, free gloves, CPR breathing barrier, pencil and paper or small notebook. It's also a good idea to have triple antibiotic ointment and hydrocortisone cream. But be aware that some people might be allergic to these, so ask permission before applying. You can add more to a group first aid kit, like more bandages, alcohol swabs, and a first aid manual, such as the first aid merit badge pamphlet. Store it all in a plastic case or inside a large resealable plastic bag. One case that's ideal for taking with you on the trail is ALPS Mountaineering's first aid carrier. These carriers have elastic cords and toggles to easily attach the kit to the outside of your backpack. That makes it an easy access, saving valuable time during an emergency. The carriers also have reflective printing to provide greater visibility in low-light conditions. Stuff we like. MODL Infinity Tool. Do you need a gear strap, an adjustable bungee, a nightlight? You can have it all with MODL Infinity Tool GD. These flexible 8-inch modular straps can wrap around your wrist to be available wherever you need them. They're stretchy and strong, capable of withstanding 70 pounds of pull strength. Use them to attach gear to your backpack or bike. Connect tubes on a float trip or carry firewood. The glow-in-the-dark version glows for 6 hours and can be charged with the sun, your phone light, or UV flashlight. Get more function from the Infinity Tool by adding studs and links called the Hook Studs and Omni Links. You can add these pieces individually or get an Infinity Tool kit. Conservation Camp. Eagle Scout stands up for the environment. Nicholas Storm, age 18, hometown Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Assistant Scoutmaster, Troop 277, Ponte Vedra Beach, Crew 875, St. Augustine, Florida. Nick made headlines at the 2024 HOSA, H-O-S-A, Future Health Professionals International Leadership Conference, where he won the Excellence Award in the biotechnology category and was a top 10 finalist. The scoop? Among other honors, Nicholas was chosen to attend Florida American Legion Boy State, where as a congressman, he won Best Bill in the House, which focused on reducing red dye in Florida. Along with earning Scouting America's Distinguished Conservation Service Award, Nicholas also received an Environmental Protection Agency Award. Linguistic Champ, Eagle Scout Succeeds in National Program. Belin Haro, age 17, hometown, Venice, California. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 927, Westchester, California. Belin made headlines by being awarded the 2024-25 National Security Language Initiative for Youth Merit Scholarship from the United States Department of State. The scoop. With the program, Belin studied Mandarin for 8 weeks in Taipei, Taiwan, after which she achieved the advanced high level on the oral proficiency interview. This highly competitive program has only a 15% acceptance rate. Miles on the Salmon, Idaho River. After paddling for miles and navigating through rapids and around boulders, it feels nice to hop out of your inflatable raft for a bit and admire the scenery. For Troop 260 of San Jose, California, the scouts could do that while relaxing in geothermal pools alongside the river. There were a bunch of hot springs throughout the trip, says Life Scout Matthew Lewis, 16. There were different pools that were different temperatures. Some were hot, some were cold. They were definitely a highlight of the trip. That trip last July took the group 100 miles down Idaho's Salmon River, past towering jagged cliffs and cascading waterfalls. It took 3 years of planning, but the result was an adventure the scouts had never experienced before. Something different. For years, Troop 260 alternated its high adventure plans. 1 year, it's backpacking, the next canoeing, then back to backpacking, and then canoeing again. They wanted to try a new activity. "We'd never been whitewater rafting," says Aiden Lavery, 17, a Life Scout. "We voted, and Salmon won. When you're looking up the pictures, we saw the canyons. It was pretty amazing." The Salmon River cuts across central Idaho, running 425 miles through national forests and mountain ranges. It took 14 hours on the road, traveling from California to Bradley Scout Reservation, where the group spent the first night and met their guides. "They showed us all the equipment we'd use," says First Class Scout Pierce Rock, 15. "They showed us dry bags as well as the life jackets and helmets." Rafting 101. The scouts planned for 20 miles a day on the river. Some of them would ride in one of the large inflatable rafts that would also carry their gear. Others would paddle one-person inflatable kayaks. "We called the kayaks duckies, and the rafts were the mama ducks," says Life Scout Manasa Rapisada, 17. The scouts would trade off because a kayak gave a different experience than a raft. In a raft, you could relax more, while a kayak put you closer to the water. "Even the smaller rapids, you felt them more," Pierce says. "It felt more like you're in nature." When the group approached rapids, the protocol was always the same. "We parked the raft before the rapids," Manasa says. "The guide would make sure it was safe to pass." I think all the scouts enjoy the rapids, especially the higher class ones. Whitewater rapids are rated from the calm class 1 to the potentially deadly class 6. In scouting, older scouts who are classified swimmers can take on rapids up to class 4 with a professionally trained guide. The whitewater varied between class 2 and class 4 on the troop's route. Some days took the scouts over more rapids than others, but every day they found something fun to see or do. Crew camaraderie. Idaho is home to hundreds of hot springs. Most of them are heated by energy from underground fault lines. In addition to soaking in these pools near the river's shores, the scouts checked out caves adorned with ancient paintings, and they spotted wildlife, including bighorn sheep and river otters. They also went on day hikes and bathed under waterfalls. "There was this waterfall that changed directions based on how the wind was blowing," Manasa says. On the water, the scouts entertained themselves by telling riddles or hopping out of the raft to swim where it was safe. "A huge part is spending time with your troop and your guides," Pierce says. High adventure trips are more than trying a new activity. They're also time to build friendships and have fun. At the end of each day, the guides led the group in playing games and singing songs. They also prepared gourmet meals and served a Dutch oven cake after each dinner. "It wasn't like our normal food," Matthew says. "We're accustomed to hot dogs and cookies." River reflections. Even though they had traveled 100 miles in less than a week, the scouts weren't quite ready for their journey to end. "It was a different feeling than what we feel at most 50-milers," Matthew says. "On this one, it was fine to go home, but we weren't itching to get out of the water." While they had responsibility throughout the trip, relying on confident guides helped relieve the stress of figuring out a new activity in unfamiliar country. Building self-reliance is a valuable exercise, and the scouts do that during their monthly campouts. But going on a high adventure trip where they could focus more on having fun made everything even more enjoyable. "It was an awesome trip," Aiden says. "I think a week of fun is awesome for a troop." Safety gear. It's important that on any float trip you wear the proper safety gear. Wear a whitewater rated helmet and a life jacket that fits correctly. To determine if your life jacket fits, put it on and secure the straps. Then lift your arms over your head. If it rides up around your ears, it's too big. If you can't secure the straps, it's too small. How to conduct a flag ceremony. The flag on the United States of America symbolizes our country, our shared ideals, and our fellow citizens. It should be treated with dignity and respect. So how exactly do you do that? You follow flag etiquette. Below are guidelines for respecting and caring for this American symbol. Some of these guidelines include knowing how to display the flag properly. That's important when conducting a flag ceremony. At a campout, a unit meeting, or community event, your unit can perform one. Here's an outline for a simple ceremony. Number one, two scouts stand at the back of the room, each holding a flag. The scout with the American flag stands to the right. The leaders stand behind them or at the front of the room. Number two, the leader says, "Color guard, attention!" And audience, please rise. Scout salute. The scouts raise their flag so the poles are at a 45-degree angle and the ends are near their belt buckles. Don't let the American flag touch the ground or anything beneath the flag. Number three, the leader says, "Color guard, post the colors." The scouts will, with the flags, walk to the front of the room. When they get there, near the front, the scout with the American flag crosses in front of the other scout. They place the flags in their stands, then step back and salute. The American flag should be on the right or to the audience's left. The leader says, "Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance," and then leads the pledge. The leader says, "Two," and everyone stops saluting. The leader says, "Color guard, reform and return to ranks." The flag carriers line up at the front of the room and walk back to their starting positions. The leader says, "Color guard, at ease, and please be seated." The program for the event continues as planned. Shark. The odds of being attacked by a shark are slim. Some estimate the odds of 1 in 11.5 million. To help decrease your odds even more, follow these steps. Don't enter the water alone. Always swim with a buddy. Don't swim in places where others are fishing. Blood and fish bait can attract sharks. Shiny objects like jewelry can also attract sharks because they resemble a fish's shiny scales. Avoid areas where sharks have been sighted or are known to congregate. If you are in the water and a shark is spotted, return to shore quickly, but keep splashing to a minimum. Splashing can attract sharks because it sounds like injured prey. The ocean is home to more than 500 shark species, but only a handful tend to attack, like great white, bull, and tiger sharks. Most attacks have happened when people are on surfboards or another type of board. It's believed that sharks mistake the board for its natural prey, such as a seal or sea lion. In the United States, Florida has reported the most unprovoked shark attacks, with more than 900. But that's since the year 1837. Hawaii, California, South Carolina, and North Carolina round out the top five, all of which have reported fewer than 200 each in that same 188-year span. Honoring heroes in Normandy. And let's finish up with Think and Grin. Paul, why did the astronauts' trip to Mars go badly? Drake, tell me, Paul, he didn't plan it very well. That from Paul B. in Scotch Plains, New Jersey. Carter, what's an owl's favorite subject? Casey, I don't know. What? Carter, owlgebra. That's from Carter R. in Santa Rosa, California. Grant, why didn't six want to get older? Sam, no idea. Grant, because 7, 8, 9. That's from Grant N. in Herndon, Virginia. Colton, why do fish go to school? Sean, why? Colton, because they need swimming lessons. That's from Colton G. in Mechanicsville, Virginia. Elijah, what kind of bird can fly? Mom, I don't know. Elijah, a pelican. That's from Elijah C. in Daphne, Alabama. Ain, why was the witch's resume denied? Jan, I'm not sure. Ain, she couldn't spell. That's from Ain A. in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A Puny Book, A Guide to Cheese by Cole B. Jack. That's from Elijah H. in Wyomissing, Pennsylvania. Arhan, what can you call a belt with a watch on it? Rohan, I haven't the foggiest. Arhan, a waste of time. That's from Arhan S. in Sanford, Florida. Amelia, what are the two summer snacks that frogs love? Mac, tell me. Amelia, mayflies and June bugs. That's from Amelia M. in Moorhead City, North Carolina. Brandon, what is a clever clock called? Liam, I'm not sure. Brandon, clockwise. That's from Brandon G. in Bremerton, Washington. Simeon, how do you politely laugh in Hawaii? Denise, how? Simeon, you do a loha. That's from Simeon R. in Fishers, Indiana. And finally, Matthew, did you hear about the fire at the circus? Dan, no. What happened? Matthew, it was intense. That from Matthew K. in Fostoria, Ohio. And we got time for another one. Patrick, what's an egg's favorite vacation spot? Liam, what? Patrick, New York City. That's from Patrick A. in Spokane, Washington. And we got time for one more. Here we go. Katerina, why didn't the pirate take a shower before walking the plank? Gail, I'm stumped. Katerina, because he was just going to wash up on the shore. That's from Katerina and E. in Watauga, Texas. Well, we run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. And be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138.